101 or Priya, the Sen of Bhakti, or something like this. Now, the Sen of Bhakti is actually a book that I started working on a bit. Or drafting, at least. And while it may sound like some cool new way of expressing it, in a way to attract the Zen Buddhist, or those who like that word, Zen, it's like quantum, you like to throw it in all over. Here and there, but really, and the thing is, I'm not learned about Zen Buddhism. And my understanding of it may be completely wrong. But the thing with it, or my understanding of it, is that it's not really something about something to understand, but just state of being, presence in the now, like that. And in any case, that is, of course, popular. You got that book, The Presence and Mindfulness and all that. So along that line is what we're talking. In other words, the eternal now could be the next heading there. I mean, this could be a draft for the book, even. Or maybe, let's say it like this. This is kind of a draft for the book, so I spoil it here for you a bit. Yeah, the eternal now. You may have come upon that, especially since you, just like me and all the others of us, live always in the eternal now. Because that's all that there is. It's a now, always. And although some may think, they may even object now, saying, no, now it's gone already, and so on. But I think that this then awareness, you could say, or consciousness, is about that, the eternal now, just presence here, and when you do things, or if you don't do anything at all, to be present fully. And well, there is this poem by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, distinguished West Bengal poet and Saragrai Bhagavat Acharya. Forget the past that sleeps and never of the future dream at all, but act in times that are with you and progress with the progress thee shall call. So yeah. That's what it is. It's a tunnel now. And that sounds pretty Zen-ish to me. I don't know about you, but I mean, he's just basically saying that just be in the now. Don't dwell on the past there in your mind. Don't dream about the future. But be fully here. Now, here's a bhakti poet, and what then does he mean? Or, well, it's nice that we find here actual, what I would say, Zen approach. But I would say that he adds something, and of course Vaishnavas know what I'm talking about. You can be present in the now in different ways, so to speak. It depends also on your consciousness and your awareness here in the now. So here we're talking about the bhakti presence, which means, well, it means the presence of God, or rather experiencing and living with that presence of God. Because the question that gets a little interesting when the eternal now, that presence where? What is it that we are present in? It's just a big empty space, or what? That the presence we find, and again, this here we can take it down to quantum physics, and I'm not just being new ages here throwing in quantum this, quantum that. Because they introduced, or returned, I should say, to consciousness being fundamental. And this existence, this entire cosmos, the whole world. And yes, you find that cosmology, that worldview there. It's not newly invented. It's there in old Japan, old China, old India, and so on. As we can hear here. So, well, in the Vedic tradition we have, of course, Brahman, which the Vedantic Vedic Yogi is absorbed and merged in into that presence, the presence of Brahman, the divine light, the supreme divine being and consciousness. But then we have it there in the Bhagavad Purana, for instance. Brahmati, Paramatmati, Bhagavan, Yuti, Shabdati. That Brahman, that presence we can experience there of the oneness, wholeness, which again, both the quantum physicists and the Einsteinian relativity theory physicists came to conclude and agree upon. This cosmos, this existence is not fragmented. Into particles. But more. Or dynamic energy. So on. And again, they said that this fundamental energy, which is basically equivalent to the concept of Brahman, is conscious. There are quotes I have from several of those quantum physicists, the founders of it, quantum theory, said or wrote. So you got it there. The presence of consciousness, of course. And of existence. That's Brahman. That's, as I understand it, the Tao, the Tao. And there somewhere in the Zen also, isn't it? Again, you tell me. But what I'm talking about here is the Zen of Bhakti, which I can say something about. Okay, that was cleaning work for tonight.